FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Human Settlement says it will be making use of derelict government buildings in future to provide homes for flood victims. It's been housing them in various facilities, including hotels. Spokesperson Ndabezi Ntlesibia says meetings with public works officials are ongoing.
If you look at the more than six facilities that we've been using here in Eteguini, we've paid more than 185 million since the floods of 2022. So this has necessitated us to consult.
Sibiya has also clarified that the lodge that the department has bought in Montclair in the south of Durban will only be used as temporary emergency accommodation while permanent homes are being built. Sibiya says houses are also being built on state-owned land in Kunubia and on land donated by traditional leaders. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he finds it odd that some are opposing his decision to appoint a commission of inquiry into explosive claims made by Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. The KZN Police Commissioner has claimed the SAPS has been infiltrated by criminal elements. He's accused some officials, including the police minister, of interfering in investigations into the activities of organized crime gangs. Mkunu has been put on a leave of absence. Ramaphosa has also hit back at criticism that past commissions of inquiry have yielded no meaningful outcomes. He says such claims are baseless.
Some have even said that I should take immediate punitive steps against Mr. Senzo Mkunu on the basis of untested allegations. Not only would this be unfair, but it would also create a very dangerous precedent. Now, on this one, the commission should be allowed to do its work.
The Road Traffic Management Corporation is warning motorists of an online payment scam making the rounds. An email's been circulating purporting to be from the National Traffic Information System notifying victims of outstanding fines. In the fraudulent message, motorists are threatened that fines will increase if not paid within 24 hours. The RTMC's Simon Zwane says Natus doesn't collect payments via email links or personal messages.
Once correspondent seeks to put you under pressure to say you must pay within 24 hours, you must then be suspicious. And then people should be wary of anything that says, then click here to pay. They want to get your banking details so that they can scan you.
He says legitimate traffic fines can be verified through the official Natus website or the nearest traffic department. And Italy's post office is sorting vast piles of mail for Pope Leo. Officials say the pontiff, who was elected in May, already receives 100 kilograms of letters a day. The post from Andorra, Brazil, Cameroon, Hong Kong and elsewhere around the world is being sorted into a series of yellow crates in a vast hangar near Rome's international airport. The director of the sorting centre says many of the letters and postcards to the new head of the Catholic Church are written by children, adding that it's wonderful to see that in the digital age, many people still use a pen to write to the Pope. Durban and Richards Bay 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.